We're looking at the gospel, which has three parts. Christ died. We looked extensively at that. He was buried. And then, praise God, next Sunday night, and he rose. And we're going to look at that, the truth of that. But tonight, he was buried. One of the truths of the burial is this, that Jesus Christ was buried right next to the place we saw last time where he was crucified. And there are two elements about his burial in the next slide that we need to look at, that his burial was physical. There had to be a physical body put in a physical tomb because the scriptures knew and the Lord saw that the attack was going to be on the Christ being separate from the man. And so it was a physical burial. We saw that in 1 John. Next slide, reminding us of that is that in his burial, he was put into a real tomb that had to be hewn out of the ground. And I might just detach from the slides. There's one. The next slide. It was strategic. Jesus Christ had to be placed in the ground to fulfill the feasts. Remember that the entire celebration of the Passover and then of the celebration of unleavened bread and then the celebration of first fruits exactly paralleled Christ presenting himself as the Passover lamb that bore our sin, the feast of unleavened bread, when all iniquity or all leaven was put out of the house as a picture of iniquity. And then the first Sunday after that Passover was the Feast of First Fruits, and Jesus was foretold in the scripture that he would be firstborn from the dead. So it was a very strategic event, his burial, that would coincide with all of the wonderful prophetic pictures of Christ. Next slide. I showed you that tomb that was hastily prepared. It has the wrought iron now. The next slide. Christ's burial was verifiable. We looked at that in depth, especially in the fact that Pilate had to verify with the centurion. Centurions were executionists. And for those who hold to this resuscitation view that Jesus just, it's called the swoon theory, that Christ merely kind of went into this coma and was just kind of acting dead, and then he came back in the coldness of the tomb, God had an answer for that, just like he had one for the Gnostic view. And that was that Jesus, his burial was verified by the highest authority of the land, who affirmed through his centurion's witness that he was dead. And then Pilate followed through and said, I charge you to go bury him and set a seal. He told those religious leaders to set a seal. And so those religious leaders set a seal affirming what Pilate had said, what the centurion had said, that Jesus had died and that he was buried. So it was very verifiable. It was also anticipated. Christ's death was anticipated by, of course, Nicodemus, as we saw last time, was sent by the religious leaders. And they said, you go search the scriptures. He did. He searched the scriptures and found that Jesus would be the lamb that was the Passover lamb, the one that was lifted up, and the one that would be buried with the rich. And he was the one that anticipated and found a friend. And that friend is who we're looking at tonight. Here again, right in the shadow of the crucifixion area, the events unfold.